The Dow is still in the red. It's down 6 points, while the NASDAQ is trading 10 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's only early June, but this forecast is more like early July. Today's high temperature up around 92. Good bit of sunshine with scattered random pop-up storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight down to about 68. More scattered hit-or-miss storms tomorrow and also on Thursday as well, with highs in the low 90s both days. Storms perhaps a little bit more numerous on Thursday as a front approaches. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
The Parental Rights Protection Act has passed the Alabama legislature as one of the last bills before the whole session wraps up. State Representative Kenneth Pascal sponsored the bill and says that it reinforces the fundamental rights of parents in raising their children without government intervention. The standard in this bill is aligned with that of the Alabama Supreme Court and U.S. Supreme Court when it comes to the definition of parental rights. The bill is now headed to the governor's desk, awaiting signature. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Huntsville Police Department is now reporting that a man turned himself into authorities for causing a seven-car pileup this past weekend. 30-year-old Joshua Payne came to the HPD on Sunday afternoon. The wreck occurred on Saturday morning near Research Park Boulevard. 57-year-old Jackie Jones died in that crash. Jones was driving a motorcycle when the crash happened. The Childersburg Rescue Squad is taking a major initiative on public transparency. The squad will now be wearing body cameras when they respond to rescue calls. The captain of the squad, Jim Dennis, spoke with WIAT News about the move. He says this will help them learn from the calls and determine if there's anything more they need to do or to look for, and it will also help protect the squad members and any victims. The body cameras were obtained for the rescue squad from a surplus of funds coming from the state. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have? If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join the Biscuits for a summer full of baseball, food, giveaways, max fireworks, and more. For ticket information and to stay up to date on all things Biscuits, follow along at BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Yes, indeed, we are powered by 1819 News. Everything is good. All right, fantastic. So, got that done. So, Allison, right before the break, we were talking about... And you asked a very good question.
Thank you.
Because I was saying, well, Craig was saying that it is going to take black Americans, people of color, and arguably women, I'm adding that in, to save the country. And I was pointing out that men, especially white men, are not going to get it done. They're just not. And you said, well, is it because... they're just not paying attention and don't care. And I said, well, yeah, I mean, maybe that's part of it. But I do think that white men have, some of them are weak, but then some of them have just checked out because they're like, what does it matter? Everything I do, I'm always the bad guy, or quote, we're always the bad guy. We're either sexist or we're racist or we're homophobic or we're... whatever. And I think a lot of people, a lot of men have just said, forget it. That's fine. It's fine. You do it. You have it. You do it. You want to do it your way. Whatever I say, however I want to do it, it's wrong. It's too mean. You got to be sweeter. Now, I believe that a lot of women are like Megyn Kelly. Remember our discussion yesterday? Hers was a what? 10-20 year process for her to figure out that she was wrong on the whole transgender thing. She tried everything. What does it matter? It's us, and they need help, and this and this. And then finally she realized, oh no, there's no compromise here. But it took her 20 years.
I think
there's men out there who are like, you know what? Well, if women figure out that our backs are against the wall, maybe men will re-engage in trying to save the country.
I think women have figured that out. If you look at who's really dialed into the cultural issues, because that's really what it comes down to.
At least around here in the South, because the white, educated, liberal females and people in other parts of the country are driving the train while it's wrecking. And it's slowed down because the drive wheels are off the track and they're just throwing the accelerator on.
There are people that are in tune in California and New York as well. Mm-hmm. You look at how many families have left those states.
Mm-hmm.
They know what's up. But the women generally are the ones that are either, you know, dialed in on our side or dialed in on the other side. And they're really leading their homes in kind of which way
they really
go.
Are. No, I agree completely.
And so women, especially in conservative homes or the South, as you say, I mean, I feel like we've been waving the flags, trying to get our husbands' attentions. Mm-hmm. Like, we need help. We're drowning. Our kids are drowning.
Right.
And, I mean, I don't know why, but I feel like sometimes it's like, there's that wife. There she goes again. Like, right. She's on her tangent. She's down the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're dying. And America is dying. And our kids are going to grow up. I mean, gosh, from the cultural issues to, like, this debt ceiling, it matters. Our kids are going to have to deal with the fallout of that now. But for some reason, it's like, I don't know what it's going to take for the husbands and the fathers to engage and get, like, no, this isn't just us being dramatic women.
Right.
This is not going well, and so we need your help.
That's interesting to me that we're to that point, because if you notice when I was talking earlier, now I'm not old enough to know, you know, the whole breadth and depth of what has happened, but I think when America went through what I would call the good old days or the good years, there were men saying, no, we've got to draw the line on this. No. We're not going to do, I don't know what it is. Gay marriage is going to be a problem. All these things are going to be a problem. And I feel like men at that time were told, even by their wives, even by other women, to, y'all are being so mean. Y'all are not being, you're not caring. We need to be more accepting. The feminization of the country was not driven by men. The feminization of the churches was not driven by men. There was that, all those years, if not multiple generations of, y'all just need to stop. And y'all don't need to be in charge. Y'all don't need to be so-and-so. So now we've got to figure out how to get back over the hump, because now women have gotten to the point, they've been Megyn Kelly'd, and they're like, whoa, no, we need some help here. We need y'all to engage. And there's a little bit of, really? Are you sure? You told us for all these years you don't need us. You told us really you don't care about us. You told us we don't want to just be little women. We want to be men too. I mean,
could do it on your own.
Yes.
And now we are reaping what we sowed. And we realize we can't do it, or we don't want to do it. I don't know which one it is. But there's a difference when a mom walks into school and when a dad walks into school.
When the dad walks into school.
I mean, you can say that's not true, but it is. There's a difference. And so, we women created this monster, really, because we said we wanted all the things that the men had. We want to be just like them. We don't need them. We can we can provide for ourselves. We can provide for our families. We can do all the things that men can do. But then the other side of women is like, at some point we're like, I don't really want to do it anymore. Right. I mean, I'm just like that.
Can't somebody look out for me?
Do you know how long I've needed air in my tires? I can go put air in my tires, but I want to stop and find change, and I just really want Jared to go do it.
Right.
But I can. You know,
I've always said that equality is until the job stinks.
Yeah, and right now the job stinks. Like, I'm tired. And with this library situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understood what you said.
In the North Shelby County. I've had all these moms contact me. Of course, they're the ones that are on social media that can pick up on the things. And I've had a few men reach out and say, I want to run for library board. I want to do whatever, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the moms.
He'll get beat as soon as the woman says, vote for me. I'm a woman. We need a woman on here.
I don't know. I'm just kind of tired. I'm kind of over it.
I mean, we did that to elect Katie Britt, didn't we? How many women said, I'm going to vote for her because she's a woman? How many men? I know a bunch of men who said they're going to vote for her because she was a woman to prove they weren't sexist. Just like the millions of Americans who voted for Barack Obama so they could prove that they weren't racist. I said, he's a socialist. He says he wants to fundamentally transform the country. Go and tell your wife, your spouse, hey, I love you, baby. It's awesome. But I think I really need to fundamentally transform you and see if you survive that conversation. But many people voted for Barack Obama to prove they weren't racist.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing ever.
Like, they launched the ship that is literally gunning down the Great Republic.
Don't vote for a woman because she's a woman. I mean,
vote for the person who's the most qualified and who's going to do the best job. I don't care if they're a green little Martian.
I don't either.
Vote for that person.
I don't either. I don't know. I'm curious. I'm looking at the call board.
Last thing I thought was interesting, we'll go right to the phones, was I want women to know, and I don't know, I'm not speaking for men in general, but Sky can say, that whole concept of, hey, men, we don't need you. We can do it all. That's the whole a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. That was a real sting for men, for mankind, men in general in the Western world.
Well,
because men want to be the knight in shining armor. They want to be, hey, I'm the guy that's going to protect y'all.
Well, the comment
not be domineering,
of course,
but to be the protector, to be the knight in shining armor. Little boys want to be knights in shining armor.
Well, the caller
and then,
was...
And then he got there, he fought through the dragon, cut through the weeds, got to Sleeping Beauty, gave her a kiss, she woke up, told him that he had sexually harassed her, and that she does not need him, and he just slunked off to wherever he came from. That's what I'm...
It's quite a fable happened. There. The caller mentioned that, I think it was Craig, that white men had been so ostracized, and... That's true. The left has been very successful at translating communism from economic terms into social. You hear of Joe Biden, the biggest threat to the country is white supremacy. So, right, you've got that number. I wonder, since we're talking about African-American blacks saving the country, women saving the country, mm-hmm. I wonder if this whole trans movement is the left getting way out in front and now beginning to marginalize and ostracize women.
Well, of course.
In anticipation of their
of rights. Women being the force that says...
Yes, exactly. They're a lot better than we give them credit for.
Oh,
a lot better.
That's right. Well, it's because...
They're six moves ahead, and we're still setting up the
Well,
board,
I mean...
You know?
Their advisors may very well be demons. How's that?
That may well be. I don't know.
I
can tell you this.
In.
Their organizational skills are mm-hmm. superior.
Well, I don't think it's accidental that you can have two leftist organizations who seem like they're working in perfect concert, and then you dig down and you figure out that they have no connection,
right?
At least physically.
There's
somebody has a network in some realm. I won't say it's definitely spiritual. Who's like
interesting?
Hey. I'm in charge of this sector. You're in charge of that sector. Y'all need to be working on this because it's working really well over here.
They do seem to work in concert so
really
well,
is.
And you can never trace it back to mm-hmm. one origin, it seems.
Like I said,
that might
very well be the spiritual realm.
Wow.
Our battle's not against flesh and blood. Maybe we ought to recognize that.
It's kind of profound.
From time to time.
Yeah.
Let's go out to Duke. Duke, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. I hope you're well this morning.
How are you, ladies and gentlemen, doing this a wonderful morning?
All right.
Good morning.
Great time, man. It's another day in paradise. How are you?
Yeah, I was okay till somebody called me and told me to turn the radio on and listen to what you guys were talking about.
Uh-oh.
Did we say something insulting? Stop.
Say
what now?
Did we say something insulting?
No. They thought I could handle this little talk going on here. They said, you need to be part of this right here.
Okay.
So they called me up and
so
anyway,
here's the premise.
So
Dick,
give me the premise of what was
the premise saying. Is that white people, especially white men, are not going to save the once great republic known as the United States. Then it is going to take black Americans to save the country, and then after black Americans, maybe the women. Because white Americans won't say what needs to be said. Tim Scott will go out there and boldly defend the country and say things that most of our white elected officials won't. Marjorie Taylor Greene will go out and say things that they won't. And then Allison made a very good point that it is women who are getting involved in the things with their school boards and what's going on at the libraries, et cetera. So his point is that to save the country, it's going to take, like, we played the rap song that's number one in the country about boycott Target.
I heard
to black individuals saying the things that need to be said.
But, now, I say what I want to on the airwaves most of the time.
Yes, sir.
About white people. I talk about white people, and, you know, it got so bad where, hell, people said they started turning this radio down when I'm coming up next, you know.
Right.
You know. But I'm going to say what I want to say. But does this person have an answer, or does he have something that we can use as a platform to say how we're going to fix this thing as black people?
I think his point is that black Americans are brave enough and courageous enough to speak their mind and say what needs to be said, especially when it comes to the LGBTQ trans craziness that we are going through. He didn't have a strategy. He was actually saying that it's going to take black folks to do it.
Okay. Here's the issue, though. Here's the big issue about all of that.
All right.
White people never ran the government. Black people never ran the government. All been ran by mostly white men. The Congress, Senate, local government, nationwide.
Okay.
Majority of white people run these things, okay?
Yeah.
These are people who hold the pen, pass all the laws. Black people can't pass any laws, can they?
All right, we're going to have to carry you over. Duke, we appreciate it. Jason Cooper, Simpler Days, Charles Hollis, we'll get to you all.
Duke,
we'll
don't hang up.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
Sherman Creel, Jones Brothers Roofing Company. Too often after a storm, you'll begin to see folks you never heard of come out of the woodwork with a truck, a hammer, a ladder, and trying to convince you to let them repair or replace your roof. Too many times we've seen folks hand over their hard-earned money and end up with a mess, adding to an already stressful situation. For 78 years, Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality, honest work at a fair price. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
the premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody, Alabama Unfiltered Radio, hashing out the direction of the country. I was talking to Duke. I wanted to make sure he got his last couple of points in. Duke, you were saying that it has been white people who have been in charge of the Congress, the country, most local governments, etc., since the beginning. And
all of my life.
But go ahead with your point.
Okay. I'm going to go back to when I was in school as a young kid. I started going to school with white kids around the third grade. But prior to that, our teachers used to be allowed to paddle us and all of that. But once we got going to school with the white kids, over the years, some of the parents didn't want the black teachers paddling their kids, okay? So they took that out of the school, and, you know, the rest is history.
Well, we got to be fair about that, Duke. They didn't want anybody paddling little Super Susie and Super Great Johnny.
Nope. I disagree because I had all black teachers when I was in third grade.
Yeah.
Okay. Or in second grade or whatever. But prior to going to school with white kids. But over the years, now, we had white friends that told us that they had friends that complained about that. They didn't want to. Black teachers paddling their kids. And the ones that couldn't afford to take the kids out of the public school were stuck with that. So they came up to the school and told the teachers that they didn't want to got to be paddled. So there's a lot of things that white people over the years didn't want their kids dealing with that most black parents thought was appropriate for them kids to be paddled every once in a while. So but throughout the history now, black never had any power much. You know, we elected black officials, but at the end of the day, majority of the Supreme Court white.
That's right.
Like I said earlier.
But Duke, I know we're getting off track here a little bit, but what about the blue cities? Many of the blue cities are run by black leadership.
All of it designed by the white man.
I mean, look, this conversation.
If I had a lot of time, I'd get deep with you about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I'm fascinated with the story, like, and I really wish we did have more time because, like, the paddling thing. I attribute the lack of paddling, corporal punishment, to liberal, soft white folks. And I was unaware that it started by some white folks saying they didn't want a black teacher to paddle them. And maybe I missed it completely. Maybe you missed it some. Because my impression was that they didn't want anybody paddling their child. White, black, green, orange, purple, whatever. So maybe we're both missing it a little bit.
I'm not missing any of it. We just don't have a lot of time to get deep about it. A lot of them taking their daughters out of the school. They want the athletes dating the daughters. But that's a subject matter for a different day. But my point is that black doesn't have any power in government. Okay? So if that's like the critical race theory, the state of Alabama decided to deal with that instead of education. Most of the white kids not in the public schools anymore, so
that's not true, Duke. No. The public schools are overwhelmingly white. Now not in Montgomery, but the whole rest of the state, the white kids are in the public schools.
In suburban areas where majority of white people live, but places like Lee High School and JD and other public schools here in town.
Yeah, Montgomery's not a good place to use as a business.
I'm saying they flee. When I first moved to this city back in 1986, majority J.D. had over 600 bank students at that school.
Well, Duke, what's your point in all this, though, that okay,
black people never had... We got way off the track. My bottom line about this, the whole thing is the Democratic Party is ran by white folks, and the Republican Party are ran by white folks. So, you know,
Craig said that black folks are going to have to save the country.
We don't have that kind of power.
Well, here's the thing. If black folks lead by saying the things that have to be said, then I think people will follow.
Our hands are tied. We can't, they got a design where the father gets kicked out of the home and where he can't, he's paying all the money out of child support, getting locked up, and all of that. So it's designed to keep him out of the house to start with.
Yes.
By these white Democrats.
Yes,
it was. I agree. Duke, I agree, and we're going to have to get to it later because I got a bunch of calls, buddy. I appreciate it. Very good point. He's right. I mean, a bunch of this stuff is absolutely by design.
And it's sinister.
But black Americans still vote for those people who designed it on them and told them that, hey, we're going to do these things, and y'all are going to vote for us for 200 years.
That's exactly what he said.
That's just the way it is. Let's go to the next calls. Jason.
Wait, I'm over here, like, waving. Y'all are in your zone. I just think Duke is giving way too much credit to politicians and the political process. I mean, they're really inept. And to me, it's all show anyway. I mean, I don't think, when has a politician really transformed the country?
Barack Obama. He was black, by the way, which is an interesting point.
But what that was not through policies, that was through a cultural movement, through the on the ground.
He put a tremendous amount of people in place.
Yes, he did.
Bureaucrats in place to make sure his agenda kept percolating.
He was more effective than we give credit to.
He understood power. I don't know if it was from the training that he had in Chicago or
community organizer
underneath him knew that, look, the real power in government is not the elected officials. Let's go put all these little things in place. Let's start all these little fires, and there won't be enough people to put them all out.
But I think the culture is way more important right now, and what's happening in families, in the homes, in your community is way more important than what's happening in Washington, D.C., or much less Montgomery. I mean, what a joke. The leadership changes, but it looks exactly the same, you know? Mm-hmm. So where Duke, I think, is missing, you look at Martin Luther King Jr., you look at Rosa Parks, didn't have any political power, but they transformed the nation for better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people are looking for, is someone to lead us, to transform our culture, our families, our hearts. Because you can put all the policies in place you want to, but that doesn't change a heart. That doesn't change the heart of a nation. And so I hope Duke will not just play
just
victim
not say
to
we
that.
We can't do it.
Yeah.
Because we got to have some people that'll stand up.
Yes, we do.
Jason, let's go to, we may have to carry you over, Jason, but Jason, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
1 minute.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
Good.
We're doing great, Jason. How are you? And be prepared. We probably will have to carry you over.
All right, no problem. I called in to talk about the foolishness of talking about the 2020 election and how it was stolen. I think that's dumb. But the conversation that followed kind of triggered me in some other direction. I want to piggyback on what Duke said. The idea that it's up to black people to step up is a cop-out.
Wait, Jason, you wait. Before we get started, no one said it is up to the black people to step up. The statement that Craig made and that I tried to reiterate is, if the country is going to be saved, it is going to take black people to do so because they have the courage and the ability to say the things that white folks won't say because they're a bunch of chickens. That's an unbelievable compliment.
I don't see it that way. I see it as an insult. It's 100% an insult.
White people are weak and afraid that black people are not, that's an insult.
It's an insult that a white man steps up and says, you Negroes need to step up and say something to save us, to save everybody from the majority white
government. We
got to
take a break. Jason, stick with us. I want to explore it on the other side. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Just beyond the island, it goes running through the soul like the story told before.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
We're kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $22 to $25 per hour plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days. 401k and profit-sharing programs offered. Home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's only early June, but this forecast is more like early July. Today's high temperature up around 92. Good bit of sunshine with scattered random pop-up storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight down to about 68. More scattered hit-or-miss storms tomorrow and also on Thursday as well, with highs in the low 90s both days. Storms perhaps a little bit more numerous on Thursday as a front approaches. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. It's that time of year. Time to make the most of your property with help from Kubota. From Kubota's versatile L2501 compact tractor to the M7060 for larger acreage with matching implements in stock. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, where you have the ability to call in, speak your mind. We discuss it, hash it out. Different than a lot of shows around the country, but I think that's one of the reasons it has become so successful. And it's because of people like you and people like Jason. Jason, welcome back to the program. I wanted you to be able to finish your thoughts, and maybe we could hash it out a little bit, because I'm trying to understand how it's insulting that Craig, one of our previous callers, and myself both said that it may very well be up to people of color, especially black Americans, to save the country. Because it is, it seems to be people like Tim Scott and others who are willing to call out the insanity and the craziness that we are living through, especially on social issues, when so many white Americans, especially white men, seem to be afraid to say anything because they'll be called some sort of bad name. And I'm just a little confused how that is disrespectful to black Americans.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir, I can, Jason.
Three things real quick. One,
okay.
Tim Scott doesn't speak for black people just because he's black. He doesn't. His constituency is largely white, and
okay.
That's who he panders. He's not talking to... He's never in his life spoken to black people as a politician, because that's not his constituency. That's number one. Number two, it's offensive because, as Duke mentioned, and you agree, the country has been controlled by white men since its inception. That's still the majority of the politicians in this country and the people and CEOs of companies and all of that.
Okay, yeah.
So that could be the case. And now you fast forward to talk about minorities stepping up, especially black people stepping up to
we're not saying, I think, wait, Jason, I think you're misinterpreting an observation of it's going to take them stepping up as some sort of demand. It's not a demand. It is, that looks like one of the only ways we're going to save the country. It is a pleading for, if that doesn't happen, I don't know if the country will be saved.
Well, still, whether I'm not taking it as a demand. I'm taking it, whether you take it as a demand, observation, my opinion doesn't change.
Okay.
The fact is, to Duke's point, talking about black people saying something because they're brave enough to say it, or whatever you say because of Tim Scott, is a cop-out. It's an excuse to make up for why the majority white politicians and leaders that you guys cheer for and vote for aren't rendering the change you want to see. So now it's black people and women and brown people, all of a sudden they got to step up and be a catalyst to initiate something that you want to see. But the last part is, it's quite ironic that people in this particular state would call in or even agree with the sentiment that black people need to own their voice. They need to speak up. When you have a majority white male-controlled state legislature, Republican legislature, that's fighting tooth and nail to make sure there's not two majority black districts in this state, even though a quarter of the country is black. So on one hand, you're saying, well, step up and use your voice. And on the other hand, you're voting for people who are actively fighting to make sure that black people don't have the voice they should have in the state. That's why it's offensive. It's offensive because it makes no sense in the context of everything that's going on, especially if you're going to use Tim Scott as an example, because as I mentioned, he ain't talking to black people. He's talking to white people.
And let me ask a question. Are there any black Republicans who are speaking for black people, or are they all just representing white people?
Let me do this for you. Name.
I don't know. I mean, let's just go to the Supreme Court. Is Clarence Thomas a good guy? Does he ever speak for black people?
No.
So what does it mean to speak for black people? That's what I'm trying to understand. What does it mean to speak for black people? Is it a certain set of policies?
No, I think in order to speak for black people, you have to speak to black people. And the fact of the matter is, the Republicans that you point out, they're not in office because of black people. They're in office because of white people. So anytime it comes to a particular policy, they're going to pander to that majority, because those are the people that put them in office and keep them in office. And that goes for the Republican
Party. So to help me understand, and I'm not arguing with you, can you give me any who is a black leader who speaks for black people? Are there any conservative black leaders? Or does conservative mean that you don't speak for black people?
No, I don't think being conservative does mean. I think the thing is about black people in general, black people are generally socially conservative. Like, black people, even if they don't go to church regularly, they believe in God, they believe in certain aspects of how you should live your life, certain things.
Yep, right and wrong. Yeah, I agree.
They have that particular tenet about their life, right?
Yes.
And so they have those type of inclinations. However, that doesn't mean they're going to be, everything about them is going to be conservative. And that doesn't mean they're going to stand on every policy where you would. And a lot of the culture war issues, it ain't about, like, some of it is related to race, but a lot of it is related to stuff that, honestly, black people don't, we don't sit around as Negroes having conversations about all this other stuff. We don't. It just don't come up. Like, we too busy working, going, you know, doing what we got to do, taking care of our family.
Jason. Is the country worth saving in the context that we're speaking of?
Saving from what?
Well, in the context that we're speaking of, this whole conversation that we're having, in as it's been established, as it is now, is it worth saving?
Saving from what?
See, that's what I think y'all are operating out of a premise that Jason agrees with us.
That things
I'm not.
Out of
that's why I'm asking the question. Right.
Yeah,
I'm trying to put
So I'm not sure Jason, I don't know. I'm not sure Jason is upset or. I mean,
well, that's a good question.
Go ahead. Are you okay with the direction of the country? Just broadly speaking, Jason.
I'm sorry, you cut out. What did you say?
I think we're maybe assuming that you are unhappy with the direction of the country as we are, but I don't think that's a fair assumption. So are you okay with the general direction that the country is headed in? Under this leadership and maybe in the past 10, 15, 20 years, you know, are we better now than we were in 1995?
I mean, in some regards you are, in some regards you're not. I'm in a general sense, there's things I'm unhappy with. There's things that I think I'm indifferent to. But see, my perspective is a little bit different. I'm a Christian. Whatever happens today don't affect my tomorrow. So I don't dwell on, oh, they have rainbow shirts in Target. I don't care. That don't affect my life one way or the other. If Joe Biden walks out in a rainbow shirt tomorrow and trips and falls over another mic cord, I don't care. It's irrelevant to my life because ultimately it's in God's hands. He's going to make it be what it's going to be, and I'm going to be good with it. So
got it. Hey, Jason, I got to roll, buddy. Thanks, man. Thanks for the call. I want to give everybody an opportunity. Oh, we got to start with Charles Hollis. We don't have time.
I wanted to ask Jason, like, okay, if he could change anything, because I think he's kind of indifferent. It sounds like he's...
Well, he'll call back.
He'll call back. But, like, if you could change something, how do we go about making that change? And
right.
Because, obviously, we are on the wrong track in his mind. So I'm just curious what he thinks.
Well, I mean, there's a progression, too. I don't want to speak for him, but I have been there with the whole idea of, look, I don't care what y'all do. Very libertarian until I realized that it's not about that. They intently care what my children think about what they do. And they intend to be in charge and they intend to decide what is right and wrong. And it does come to us. It comes on our doorsteps. And we've got to decide the message that we want people to hear, whether it's a Christian message or this very pagan secular message that we're being fed now. So that'd be a great conversation. Charles Hollis, don't go anywhere. Simpler days. Stick with us. Charles the First. We're getting there as fast as we can. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rate, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have? If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam, excited about Dietzville's Ace Southern Lumber and Hardware grand opening on US 31. Stop by today for hand-picked brands like Ben Moore, Craftsman, and Weber, along with award-winning service to help you finish that next project in one trip. One of Alabama's biggest Ace Hardwares. You don't want to miss it. Cookouts all 3 days in the grand opening on June 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Come see us.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And the winkle troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join the Biscuits for a summer full of baseball, food, giveaways, Max Fireworks, and more. For ticket information and to stay up to date on all things Biscuits, follow along at BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's get out to Charles Hollis quickly. Charles, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. I hope you are well.
As long as I've been waiting.
Sorry about that,
Charles.
Quickly.
The thing is, no, you don't have to finish up quickly. I'm just going to you quickly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning,
Charles. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are y'all?
I'm doing good. I'm a little confused. I'm trying to figure out.
You had the Bidet brothers on back-to-back. Jekyll Duke Bidet and Jekyll Jason Bidet.
Oh, man.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. But that's not why I called. They happened to get in before y'all came to me. If I call 272-9228 at 6:15 in the morning or 5:45 in the afternoon, I can still get my point out to the people I need to talk to, such as the Randall
Y'all know Randall?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we know Randall. Yeah.
I've seen Randall once this year.
He's Green one of our dress. Conspiracy thinker Thursday researchers.
I love Randall. You know I love him.
Yeah.
Herman at the Blue Water Tower. When you going to bring your daughter to see me, little Maggie?
June 14th, bomb hours. Come on out. We're all going to be there. We're all going to be there.
June the 12th be 47 years, so.
Oh, wow.
I may not.
Okay.
Now, anyway. Y'all got to come out June 4th. I have to meet all of y'all. 6 o'clock at bomb hours, June 14th.
We're there other times besides June the 14th, darling. That's why I'm calling the Randalls out, the Hermans out.
Aww.
I'm calling out these white Republicans, Duke and Jason. I'm calling their names out. Y'all don't understand, but they do. Listen, let's go back to Duke and Jason and what they was talking about, the culture, the Negro people. In Montgomery, Alabama, where my wife lives, where our children play with their toys, the head Democratic Negro is Joe Reed.
Okay.
And he has done nothing for the Negro family. Not a thing. He doesn't say anything about it. Not publicly, he does. Not a word. See, that's the problem right there. We have Negroes in power who are up under the roof with the ones they're supposed to be up under the roof with. What's his band name in the Bible? He so loved the Lord that he was going to kill his son.
Abraham and Isaac.
Abraham and Isaac.
That's right.
Abraham took Isaac to be slaughtered because he so loved the Lord. The Lord stopped him.
Mm-hmm.
And they said in the bush over there was a ram. I doubt it was a ram because a ram is big enough and powerful enough to not to be entrapped by a bush.
Yeah. Depends if the bush was purposely trying to trap him.
Okay.
Purposely trying to trap him.
God made that bush.
The Negro family under Joe Reed and the Democratic Party has perished. It's gone. And they say nothing about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to the Negroes out there now. And they don't think they're listening now. The appointed one, she's listening. And others are listening. What are we as Negroes in Montgomery, Alabama, going to do about the Negro family? We can't go forward until the Negro family's foundation has been refounded. I can walk out my front door right now, and it's 23 homes on this street, 23 houses on this street. The white lady up there on the end down there, her husband died. You got Amigo on the corner. Amigo broke my heart. Amigo has children the same age that his wife, that his present wife is. He broke my heart. I don't drink beer with him no more. He broke my heart. But the rest of the Negroes on this street, you ain't going to find no husband and wife like you're supposed to. You ain't going to find it. But they allowed to vote. They allowed to hold public office if elected. They are allowed to get retirement funds from the city, county, state, or federal government. See, all that should be cut out.
Charles, can you stay over? Because I want to hear what your solution is, or if you have any ideas of how to change things.
I do have a solution. You gonna put me on hold again?
Yeah.
Got to take a break. Top of the hour. Nothing personal, Charles.
I know y'all been out there.
Thank you.
All right. I've been waiting all morning. I'll wait.
We'll wait, too. We'll wait on Charles.